Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love. This is Christopher in the evening, Saturday evening. And this is April the 24th show, and I'm going to be doing a little orientation to what I'm calling Keepers of the Frequency lessons. Those who are new to the show, I haven't heard Cosmic Love before, You can open a window, if you know how to open another window in your browser, and look at the material that I've linked there at the top of the BBS homepage. And I'll be going through that material, and you may find that easier. Those who've listened to the show before know the routine of how I go through copy of things that I've recently published. I just published this on the 23rd. That's why it says on the BBS homepage and on the material link, if you pull that window up, series 423, 2010. This is a series of lessons, what I call keepers of the frequency of divine love, cosmic love. And the frames of reference for that is, of course, what this material is about, how you frame the first principles of the holographic universe, how you frame an understanding of cosmic love in terms of geometrically ordered divinity, the law of the angles of God, the language of the angels of love. Those who've heard this show before know what I'm referring to. I'll give a little orientation at the beginning of this show as I go into this concept of keepers of the frequency, and the theme in this show being unity conscience for holy purpose. So the time signs that I've given there on the BBS homepage is regarding the astrology psychology on 4/23rd, which was yesterday when I published this. And that was a grand trine of the Sun, Moon, and Pluto in the Trinity Earth signs. Now, a lot of people that listen to the Cosmic Love and a lot of BBS radio are familiar with the subject of astrology as it relates to our psychology. In this case, the significance of this grand trine of Sun, Moon, and Pluto in the Trinity Earth signs yesterday was, you might say, the power shift grounding of Father, Son, and Mother Moon, the anchoring of the energies of Father, Mother, God, Love. The power shift referencing the influence of Pluto in that grand trine, and that grand trine in Earth signs is a grounding. So I reference the power shift grounding of these energies, which affected everyone on Earth. Now, there's a lot of windows that go on in the astrology as affects the psychology of the planet. There's a lot of these different windows with different astrologies that have different influences on our psychology. And I reference that every once in a while. I don't go into it a lot on my regular shows. Quite often I'll have other authors on the show. And many of you know I've done shows this last year with authors of more than a dozen books on the subject of 2012. The 2012 energy shift, the shift of consciousness, the shift of energies of the Earth as a function of Earth crossing and our solar system crossing the galactic plane of the Milky Way galaxy, which is happening in this accelerated time cycle through 2012. Things are changing very quickly, as everyone knows. And this aligning process of our solar system as it crosses the galactic plane of the stellar bodies of our galaxy, which is in, like in a pancake if you looked at it from the side, with all these stars orbiting around the great central sun of our galaxy. So there's an energy field of stellar bodies that this, our solar system is crossing into. And this has a lot to do with the acceleration of change. And there are different triggers that anchor different energies in different ways on this accelerated cycle through 2012. And this happened just yesterday, so I'm referencing this as I published this article, that there's a with the intent of grounding these energies, this understanding of a power shift. And if you look at that word power shift, it's hyperlinked. You can go to a graphic that gets into the archetypal energies of this power shift on the outer and as it moves to the inner sense of, you might say, innocence, the inner sense of our spiritual co-measurement with the Father, Father, Son, Mother, Moon, Father, Mother, God, Love, spiritual, centered and connected conscience. So the inner sense is the innocence of God, love, divine love, cosmic love. It's a theme of the show that I've been massaging in different ways. And this is a kind of a keynote program, a kind of a keynote lesson. It's going to be archived. You can link this to your friends as it's archived up on the archive page of BBS this next week. You'll be able to link that to others if they'd like to listen to it. But the subject matter is really what's going on with the consciousness shift, the energy shift of the planet, and how that provides an unprecedented opportunity to reconnect with a unity of purpose. And that's the theme or the subject of this program, unity conscience for holy purpose. So I'm going to give a little bit more orientation before I go into the lesson. By now, with this fifth lesson for mature adults, those of you who have been following the programs, previous programs, have a better comprehension of the holographic nature of this love model, this cosmic love frame of reference of geometrically ordered divinity for the holographic universe. And in the process, there's an understanding of how these pure geometry archetypes frame the fractal laws governing the order of the universe. Those who are familiar with fractals and the fractal nature of nature and the universe will be interested in how these principles, these first principles and the pure geometry archetypes of the love model are of a fractal nature. You might take the law of fractals, the law of right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, radiant energy fields in the L, O, and the V, respectively, all integrated in the E, which is a cross-referencing, you might say, of these three energy fields, and fields within fields, which is the quantum universe, the quantum reality of all creation. And in previous shows, I've gone into how these fractal laws, these first principles, these archetypes of cosmic love frame the holographic field of consciousness between your ears. And there is an energy field, a holographic field, that corresponds to the brain, you might say the energetic spiritual corollary to what's going on physically, and you will have an appreciation of that understanding, how the archetypal processes of consciousness resonate with the morphic fields of the Earth holodeck. In other words, it's all connected. What goes on within, how it resonates and reflexes with the energies of the quantum field, the holographic field, of which is called the morphogenic grid of the Earth fields. A lot of you will find that fascinating as you've studied the other lesson materials that I've linked here. Some of you will consider it a little too abstract, but this is why I'm giving a whole series of lessons on this subject. So the message I'm going into today obviously requires some massaging. It's a concept of holism, how everything is connected. So massage it into your consciousness by reading this lesson on your own, or as I go through this concept of the codes to the codes, or source code for the emerging blueprint for a golden age. you know, there's different things that you'll be able to get in different ways. This understanding of the language, the law, the light of love as law and language, and how it resonates with the divine order of the holographic universe in terms of whole, holistic, healthy, or otherwise wholly integrated terms. The same unity conscience that conceives and achieves cosmic love is the constitution of the gold standard, you might say, for holy purpose at the heart of a golden age. Now, that's a mouthful. Now, I got into a little abstraction there, and I'm speaking metaphorically about the big picture. This cosmic love that I'm referring to is vast, to say the least. And you can review lessons number one and number three with the links I provided on the homepage with this introduction. And there's also more on the geometrically ordered divinity, God, love coordinates with a link there that gets into dimensional coordinates. And it's for anyone that's interested to connect the dots. That's why I've published the information with copious links. If you're really into studying this subject of the great shift of the ages, what's really going on with the energetics of the planet, the energetics of consciousness on the 2012 timeline. There is a dynamic involved, and the dynamic corresponds to cosmic laws. And the cosmic law is cosmic love. And I go into the frame of reference for that cosmic law as a love model with pure geometry frames of reference. And the more you get into this subject and study the links, you'll come to the understanding of how they are truly holographic and how they are a function of the processes of consciousness and how those are holographic. So whether you use the word holographic or the holy whole or holistic conscience, it's all referencing the same concept. And this lesson is the fifth lesson in a series I'm doing, and it corresponds, you might say, to a fifth dimensional integration of the previous lessons. And the Roman numeral for five, this fifth lesson, is V. And of course, the V, the five, number five is in the middle of the numerical scale from 1 to 10. And, of course, V stands for victory. And I love the show that was on at the movie theaters recently called V. Now, those of you who had a chance to see it, it means a lot more than just victory. But the concept of this lesson, this show, as I go into the dimensions of this concept of five-dimensional inner sense with this fifth lesson, is really an orientation to victory's frequency. In other words, everything is frequency in the quantum universe, and there is a frequency in the middle of the color spectrum in angstrom units. It's right in the middle of the color spectrum. It's golden yellow. It's right beside emerald green, which is the healing ray or the ray of or the color that most of nature, you know, green, spring green, that or emerald green, that color is the in natural law is the light, part of the light spectrum that's used for photosynthesis. Just as the illumination array, the golden yellow, is used for the victory flame of enlightenment. So that yellow and gold, that yellow gold and the emerald green are right in the middle of the color spectrum. And this fifth dimensional lesson is highlighting that frequency, you might say. So a little more orientation here to what I'll be going into. When P people work for something bigger than themselves, they can't help but grow in service to that purpose. And the higher the whole, healthy or otherwise holy purpose, the greater the results for spiritual growth. Heaven knows that the higher power of heaven, as above, so below, which is holy within you, is the sacred right of every soul, on earth as in heaven. And the kingdom conscience of heaven has always been within you. And when you own it, you own up to it. So freedom is a different game than power. Power is about what you control. Freedom is about what you can unleash. Happiness is knowing the difference. So that's a little philosophical orientation to what I'll be going into now with the concept of holy purpose and unity conscience, or unity conscience for holy purpose. Just as one must crawl before they walk, one must first grasp the full presence of divine love in baby steps, one moment at a time. So this concept of cosmic love, in its fullness, the full presence of our higher self, our real self, you might say the holy purpose shared by all souls, requires a centering and a connecting, a sense of balance, just as learning to a baby takes baby steps. There's a sense of balance with an intuiting or a knowing that requires a certain coordination and grace, like learning to walk. And it's a process of learning to walk the talk and talk the walk, if you know what I mean. In other words, this concept of holy purpose and unity conscience at the highest level requires a reframing of conscience as we have known it. And as things accelerate, and as the rate of change accelerates, the only permanent condition with this accelerating rate of change is this centered and connected conscience. Call it holy purpose, unity conscience. This is the whole point of, you might say, the path of soul evolution. So the law and the language of cosmic love at its highest level is the spirit that matters in both form and frequency. And the more frequent the baby steps in this regard, the faster the frequency becomes a habit in full conscience. So global humanity has emerged as a global village with our new instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities. And social conscience as a holistic whole is finally beginning to catch up with the capabilities of our new net reality. The mass power of goodwill and the dynamic effect of pure intention and the active power of wise dominion with the Holy Spirit of love and action, combined with the potency of love-centric public opinion, which desires the greatest good of the greatest number, that power is beyond belief in the current world as we know it. This dynamic power has never been employed. It can now define, refine, combine, and shine the great light in our God-given gifts, talents, and resources, the ability for self-correcting salvation as every soul embraces our conscientious, common sense love, referring to cosmic love. And I use the love model to reference that in the article that I've linked, because I'm not talking about ordinary love, I'm talking about cosmic love. That's why the show is called Cosmic Love. It's cosmic law. It's cosmic law as language, the language of consciousness. And this is the power of love. Thought forms for rebooting the integrity of conscience. There's a link in the material, the copy, if you have that of that web page open, or if you review this later, there's a link that goes into very specific orientation, explanation of these thought forms for rebooting the integrity of conscience, the processes of conscience. And that's actually, that link is a former lesson that the series of five that I've provided, and that, again, that's no cost to you. You can, if this is a subject that fascinates you, then you can pursue it with all the links that I've provided for in-depth comprehension. There's another link that goes into understanding the power of love, and that's a link referencing an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecom, mass-to-mass telecommunications. Now, at this point in the computer internet revolution, we're seeing a lot of social networks like Facebook, Twitter, and other social media that are interacting. But that's all based on one-to-mass. The individual has the power to do that, to connect with masses of people now with social media. But mass-to-mass interaction is a whole other story. It's the next big thing in the computer internet revolution, because it will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with the language of consciousness on a mass-to-mass scale. Now, that's quite a concept. How that would happen, what that will mean, and again, how that will be the catalyst. I mean, the vision alone, for those who get it and read that link, the vision alone can be a catalyst for global evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness. And that's the subject of the third link I've provided regarding the power of love, and that's the emerging blueprint for a golden age. That's the beginning of this series of these five lessons, this being, you might say, the fifth dimensional integration of the previous lesson. So this all goes into, this all leads to the evolution of holy purpose, unity conscience. And the intent is to grasp the quantum reality of what's going on right now, as the energetic continuum of Earth and our consciousness has been shifting rapidly as our solar system crosses the galactic plane and aligns with the stellar mass of our galaxy and the great central sun our galaxy spins around. This is what I referenced earlier. Now, that alignment process has been progressively accelerating the rate of evolutionary change in global humanity for the last 100 years, dramatically. This is, if you get into the Mayan calendar, which I've discussed on previous shows, this is exactly what the Mayan calendar is referencing. This whole evolutionary process of humanity is amazingly coded with cycles within cycles, as referenced by the Mayan calendar. And I provide links specifically in the last show. If you check out the archive page, there's links that go into that in great detail. So the last 100 years has been really an amazing time of change, if you think about it, from horse and buggy civilization to the elimination of global space and time with instant everywhere and interactive net reality capabilities now. So think about that and connect the dots. Where it's going, as the rate of change on Earth goes exponential in our consciousness and the Earth body itself, it's all connected. I mean, we're all connected as never before in history. And how we connect now will determine where global civilization is going. This is why one of the major themes I've been talking about in Cosmic Love is the potential for mass-to-mass telecommunications, global community, as will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness for a revolution in global consciousness. This is the quantum field of potential in the ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality. And my favorite quote referencing this is by Pierre Desjardins. I don't know if I pronounced that right, when he says, "Someday, after we have mastered the winds, the waves, the tides, and gravity, we shall harness the power of love. Then, for the second time in the history of the world, we will have discovered fire." This is what's being unleashed, the freedom energy that's being unleashed through 2012. It really is the power of love. And the genesis of freedom with love is the whole theme, thrust, intent of the show with Cosmic Love and the frames of reference that I've provided in this regard. So just as a teenager goes through an identity crisis in adolescence, you know, a teenager that's not an adult yet but not a child either, so has global humanity gone through a profound identity crisis as our net reality expanded with unprecedented knowledge power. I mean, we're talking about virtual omniscience and virtual omnipotence, which means little without the virtue of omnipresent love. So knowledge power has gone global. You've got all the knowledge of the world at your fingertips. And so there's a virtual omniscience with this virtual omnipotence. But again, it means little without the virtue of omnipresent love, cosmic love, love of a more holistic, whole, holy, cosmic nature. So the accelerated rate of change caused by mass awakening to this threefold omnipotential has caused a bizarre form of cognitive dissonance in the laggard masses that's like an obsessive-compulsive combination of PTSD, attention deficit disorder, and moral turpitude. Altogether, these three perversions of our omnipotential becomes the nemesis which goes by many names, from the dark side of the force to Antichrist, and everyone's got their name for the you know, I mean, you might say entrenched ego, or there's different names for this nemesis. And another word for nemesis is the depth of one's greatest fear. And whatever version of dark BS is a belief system that may subconsciously possess a person. Now, conversely, before I go to the dark side here, the ultimate holistic resolution of any and all nemesis, and I'm referring to the four-dimensional cause behind what appears physically as the nemesis, and the five-dimensional cause behind that which appears in the fourth dimension, you might say time. It all goes back to healing the omnipotential and the power of love via whatever concept of divine God love you may possess. So it really comes back, the overcoming power that each individual has is the power to make choices. And the more centered and connected they are with the victory virtue of vision and the value of cosmic love, the more that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So each individual has, you know, their own way of raising their force field, you might say, in meditation, exercise, getting centered and connected. Everyone has their way of raising their energy fields, their consciousness, ultimately with divine direction, perfection, and protection. And this is the power of love, ultimately. That's higher power. And it's not just the ultimate purpose for each soul on the path of self-correcting, self-elevation of the salvation nature. It's also the ultimate purpose of a global revolution in higher consciousness of, by, and for higher power, the virtually untapped omnipotential that each individual has in their full present conscience and collectively with the process of mass-to-mass interaction with heartware, you have an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communication where that potential can be liberated. The infrastructure for this, such a global revolution in higher consciousness, is already installed and operational with the World Wide Web. That's the reason things have been accelerating so fast. It resonates with what's going on in our galaxy, that our solar system as it crosses the galactic plane. This is happening in our consciousness and in our technology, which is doing catch-up with this accelerated change. But the key technology is what goes on between everyone's ears, and the techniques for understanding those processes and becoming conscious of how they're conscious. That's what I've been going into, and specifically with this lesson, which I realize I'm not going to get through, so you can go into it more on your own with the links, and the graphics have a way of framing the concepts better than I can just by talking about them on the phone. However, I can give more of an orientation for those who are interested. So this process of mass-to-mass interaction with the Holy Spirit of love and action. Love is a frame of reference for the language of consciousness. This will naturally culture the all-connected web, as will naturally involve and evolve social conscience. Now, all social problems are basically communication problems, how we come into unity. So social conscience, as a function of an interaction process that cultures, that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness. It should be self-evident that such a process would culture a revolution in higher consciousness. So the V purpose, the V5, V is the Roman numeral 5, and the purpose for the victory of that vision of ultimate virtue is a self-fulfilling prophecy that fulfills sacred purpose. As society self-corrects, self-perfects, and self-directs our self-elevation, our conscience of a salvation nature. So the fire of the great purification that's going on, the power of love that's going on through 2012 with this acceleration. You might say this is the great refiner's fire. And the great refiner and historically used to be referred to as, you know, the alchemical melting of the base elements of consciousness, the great refiner. And how that fire melts the base elements of consciousness with all the impurities rising to the surface to be skimmed off. This is what's going on in the collective consciousness of the planet right now. As things accelerate, you've got all kinds of impurities bobbing to the surface. You've got a lot of people cussing and discussing all the problems. And believe me, or mark my words or whatever, everything that we consider a serious problem, whether it be healthcare, the economy, the Tea Party's blowing off steam, whatever, they're going to be like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic when it comes down to the big ship that's coming. So this is the alchemy of love's fire, cosmic love, cosmic fire. Removing the slag and the dross of stinking thinking as the paradigm paralysis that is slaved to the victim dictum at the expense of victory virtues. So, and what I'm saying is that there are big tests ahead, and there's ultimately no security without purity. And every human will be tested in the cauldron of the great refiner's fire. Many won't see the light until they feel the heat. And it's better to keep your head and pray now before everyone starts losing their heads as the dross of the old order comes to the surface and then passes away. In other words, it's going to get dicey. This is a huge test. And the test is really to put new wine into the new wine of consciousness into a chalice, a body temple that can hold the light. And so purification, great purification, and body purification, physical purification, and the strengthening of your health at this time is critical. And this is where I would do a station break and recommend anyone that hasn't yet looked into the Swedish flower pollen extract. I'm going to link on it at the bottom of this page, of Cosmic Love webpage and the material page I've just given. And if that information regarding strengthening the immune system is critical for anyone that's really into optimizing their immune system and rebooting their DNA with the richest source of genetic material for genetic repair, that's in the nature's food kingdom. It's the superfood of superfoods. And if you think about it, the whole plant kingdom begins with pollen. And this pollen extract is harvested without the bees for quality controls. It's extracted without chemicals from the nucleic material of these microscopic pollen grains, and it's pre-digested with live enzymes to provide micronutrient, virtually rocket fuel for the glandular endocrine system for basically rebuilding your body at a cellular DNA genetic level. So that's my station break. That's my plug for optimal health. This is Christopher Rudy, for those who've come in late in the show, for Cosmic Love, Saturday, April the 24th. And I'm going to be going more into this concept of how you can't put new wine into old wineskins or it goes sour. And so it is with the power of love. A new heaven and a new earth will provide a new vessel for the Holy Spirit of love and action. In other words, our planetary body is about to be rebooted, folks. This is the subject of my last show. And as the collective conscience of global humanity reaches congruence, a congruence, you might say, as convergence with the ordained power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. And this is being called a lot of things. It's being called Zero Point by Greg Braden. It's called the 100th Monkey Effect, where the collective consciousness shifts en masse to a higher conscience. And the more that this process can be facilitated sooner, then the more people who will wake up, rise up, stand up for, you might say, the second coming of Christ-like fire, higher conscience, higher power, and the collective conscience of humanity. So that holy purpose I'm referring to is the second coming of a Christ-like holy purpose in our collective conscience. And it will naturally create a prayer field or a force field for neutralizing the nemesis within and raising the shields of Earth as a force field to repulse the nemesis, Planet X, that is now entering our solar system and through this summer. And that was the subject of my last show, and I've done this show more on the positive, the light side, because there was a tremor in the force after doing the last show. So I'm going to be doing a wrap now, but I want to finish with a quote by Marianne Williamson. And that is, as we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So fearless faith has always neutralized faithless fear, so keep the faith. I hope you appreciate the concept of cosmic love as the revolution in higher consciousness. And here's to more light, life, cosmic love, easier and faster, until we meet again. Happy trails. And I have a little meditation after the show today, and I'll catch you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.